we're niggers.
Mm-hmm.
With it.
That's
that
derogatory.
It's derogatory, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. So they're really kind of jocular term when you're joking and you're really not being derogatory.
Let's see. I was trying to think of the name of a teasing and one of the black, what do the blacks call us honkies? In a term, and did we use, I used darky, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned them calling a honky. What does a black person usually call a white person?
He's just a white man, a white man.
Any other, does he have any...
Whitey?
Does he have any derogatory names? Or?
Well, I think honky would be derogatory.
Mm-hmm. Any other ones that you can... Mm-hmm. What about any jocular terms or joking kind of terms?
I can't think of any.
Oh, let's see.
It's blank on that.
Georgia. Achieved.
Georgia Pino?
Yeah.
Clay?
With Jimmy Carter, George P. Yeah. That makes all the sense in the world. Oh, what about terms for? Do you have any terms, or do blacks have any terms for, say, a white person with not much money or real poor?
White trash. Poor white trash.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard them call anything else?
Well, used to, that would be...
Poor.
Dirt farmers. But then the Okies, but that would be.
Mm-hmm. Ever? Yeah, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. The crackers.
Is that ever used around here, the term crackers?
Not often.
What does it usually mean?
You know, I don't know.
Me either. I don't think the term is used here at all. In fact, I haven't talked to anyone around here who really. Mm-hmm. Knows anything about it.
Like slang in Northwest Florida, maybe the poor fishermen, or you hear mullet snappers. And I've heard that term. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard them call rednecks?
Oh, yes.
And what does that mean?
Well, originally a redneck was a farmer, because his son burned his...
Okay, you were explaining what a redneck was to me. Could you go ahead and do that?
A redneck would have been a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, they would call rednecks a farmer that worked out in the sun and his neck was blistered. I think that term came from that, as opposed to a blue-collar worker or a white-collar worker.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's quite popular. Mm-hmm. In fact, the redneck phase is in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's associated a lot with country people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end thing now for city people to be interested in rednecks or redneck music or country music.
Mm-hmm, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We mentioned blacks' terms for poor whites. Ever heard them call poor whites peckerwoods? Let's see. What about somebody who lives out in the country and just doesn't know anything about town ways and is very conspicuous when he goes into town? Any name for him? Or he might say of himself, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country boy.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you might say there?
No, not gonna.
People ever use the term hillbilly down here?
Not so much.
Yeah, you usually don't have any hillbilly. let's see. Have you ever heard the term Hoosier down here?
Yes.
What does it mean?
That's referring to the country folk in the Midwest or Indiana, in Hoosier State.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. If it's not quite midnight, somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
It's almost midnight.
Mm-hmm. And,
or just about.
Yeah. And say you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. You didn't quite fall, but you
I almost fell. Mm-hmm.
And if someone's waiting on you to get ready so that you can go out with him, he calls you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
in a minute.
Mm-hmm. And, so you're going somewhere, you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody how...
how far is it to...
the Troy or wherever. Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing out something nearby, you say...
there it is, mm-hmm. right there.
Or look...
look over there, look mm-hmm. over yonder.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something, you say, how?
How often.
Mm-hmm. And say you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for so-and-so. You say, he says, I'm not going to vote for John Doe, and you say,
well, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Or I
agree.
Mm-hmm.